Welcome to Big Blend Radio's Jefferson Highway Show. This historic highway was formed in 1915 by the Jefferson Highway Association. It runs from Winnipeg, Canada, all the way to New Orleans, Louisiana. Let's go! Hey, y'all. I get to say it that way because you know what? The Jefferson Highway Conference is happening right now in Alexandria, Louisiana. And so today's podcast, we've got Roger Bell, you know, the president of the Jefferson Highway Association. And we've got Arlene Gould, the executive director of the Natchitoches Convention and Visitor Bureau up in Northwest Louisiana. So you got to go to jeffersonhighway.org. I always say that. And Natchitoches.com to plan your visit to Natchitoches. All the links are in the show notes. Plus, apparently, we're going to have a Spotify music playlist for Louisiana for the Jefferson Highway that Roger is creating. So today's show, we're doing, you know, a little introduction, but we're creating a special playlist of podcasts that you can listen to that cover Louisiana in regards to the Jefferson Highway, whether it's authors, musicians, anything to do with the Jefferson Highway in Louisiana, you can listen to. So if you're not at the conference, we want you to feel like you're there and enjoying yourself. Of course, you're going to have a lot from Shreveport, Natchitoches, which I think is, you know, taking up most of our archives here on Big Blend Radio because we love it there so much. We have a lot of podcasts from Alexandria when we visited and from New Orleans. So first up, Roger Bell, welcome back. How are you?
I am good, Lisa.
You know you're busy at the conference right now. We're recording this now in time for the conference, but you know right now you're having a good time there right now. You know you are.
You know, when you work all this planning and you work on it for a long time, it's, when it's actually upon you, it's just like, okay, here it is. And you don't ever know exactly how things are going to go. But we've done a lot of planning here. We know Louisiana is a great place for us. Just friendly folks there. And we're excited to be in Louisiana.
I love it. And Arlene, welcome back. How are you, Arlene?
I'm doing very well. Thank you. I'm so happy to have all these wonderful Jefferson Highway folks back in our state. They had the conference here back in 2019. So we are blessed to have them come back. And we hope they come back again in the future. And all your listeners come to Louisiana to visit as well.
Well, Arlene, this playlist that I was talking about, we're putting together for listeners that aren't at the conference this year. And for those, you know, who are at the conference and want to like, hey, I should have gone here, should have gone there, right? And even just to plan, right? A lot of our interviews come from us being connected with you and traveling to Natchitoches and you sending us off going, well, I think you all should go there too. You should go there. We've traveled a lot of the state. And so I think in this playlist, we're going to have some places that are just outside the highway, which is part of it. We always say, like, go three hours off the highway. You're going to find something cool. You know, the highway is like this. It's your navigation system, right? And when you can stay on it, it's really awesome. But do some detours, don't you think?
Well, sure. And sometimes you have to, you know, kind of get off the beaten path. But it's amazing what you will find on the Jefferson Highway because it was the road way before interstates, and it was just it, and many places it's still there. And when you're driving through those areas, it brings you back to these rural areas that were bypassed, mm-hmm. you know, years later when the bigger roads came in and kind of took over. But there's always something fun and new to see. And sometimes you do have to get off the Jefferson Highway to see some other sites. But I think
there's a lot
key
on
points
it.
Are the key cities. Well, you started Shreveport and then you, Natchitoches and then Alexandria and Baton Rouge and New Orleans. And those were the, you know, the main, you know, cities that, you know, you drove through many, many, many others. But point A to point B, Shreveport to New Orleans, it'll get you there.
It's awesome, too. Like you said, there's like agricultural communities, there's like historic downtowns and the food. Mm-hmm. So let's start with that. Arlene? One thing people need to experience food-wise on the Jefferson Highway in Louisiana.
Well, if you start up here in the north, you have to have a meat pie because it is an official state food item. And then, of course, there's always gumbo and jambalaya, and they even have crawfish pies. If you're not into meat pies, you can get a crawfish pie. What was that old
Now,
name
Arlene,
for them?
I've had some
Prawn
good
jambalaya,
strawberry
crawfish
pie done.
pie. Oh,
That's
we got a
right,
pie off
Strawn's.
going on.
That's right, and Shreveport's and Strawn's pie. Yeah. Now you can't go wrong with any food in Louisiana. Pretty much, it's some good stuff and good barbecue at Grayson's, and
Oh, boy.
it just gets better. We used to say you eat your way through the state of Louisiana,
Well, you know, we
right?
talk about a lot of the cultural, the fun on this Jefferson Highway from Pine to Palm is all the different cultures and different foods and art and just different things that you see, music. Louisiana is kind of, it's all seems like it there. I mean, as you drive down the route, the culture, different cultures around you almost every turn. It's just, you know, the different music, different art, different geography. It's just, it's all there. So it's a great place to be.
Yeah.
So, Roger, are you going with the strawberry pie, or is there
I am not
what's going
leaving
on?
Louisiana
Absolutely.
without
I want
I'm not leaving Louisiana without my strawberry pie. I might have it coming, I might have it going, I don't know, but that's
Wow.
my
Wow.
late friend Glenn Smith turned me on to that on a trip to Natchitoches 2018 or 2019, and I'm hooked, so
And
I
he's
will be
hooked.
going
Well, and you mentioned music, and I have to say that our Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser has declared this year, 2024, in Louisiana, the year of music. So we always have some really good music going on somewhere. And of course, we stopped at the Municipal Auditorium on the way, to the conference. And if you want to travel all the way down to New Orleans the weekend after the conference, you've got the big New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival. As a
Oh,
matter of
that's
fact, I
huge.
heard that the Rolling Stones were actually playing at the Jazz Festival. But so it's always good music. Like I said, good music, good food, good fun, good times.
And wait, you had like Blueberry Hill ringing through your neighborhood back in the day in
Oh,
Natchitoches,
Fats Domino,
right?
yeah, good music,
Yeah.
yeah. Lots,
So, Roger,
a
on the
lot of good
music front,
music.
you're making the Spotify list that we're linking everyone too, so everyone will have that
Gonna
so
be
you can listen to
awesome.
it.
I like driving, listening to music, and a while back I kind of created a little bit of a kind of road tunes to listen as I'm driving Jefferson Highway on my platform. So I thought going into this there was a few things that came to mind. I said, well, it'll be fine, we'll just, I don't know how many people will listen to it, but it'll be for the people on the caravan, but also for anybody that wants to use it on your trip along the route here. It will be out there, and it will feature artists that are in that area, music that has some ties to Louisiana in some way or form or fashion, and including a brand new Jefferson Highway song that's been created this last few months that will be on there. So my gentleman in Nevada, Iowa, excuse me, Nevada, Missouri. So it's going to be fun, and yeah, we'll have that in our guidebooks, and then you can share it with your listeners here.
Awesome. Well, before you both go, because I know you got to get to that conference, you're in the conference as this airs. A must visit destination for each of you. We got the food, we've obviously got the music. Let's talk about a must visit destination that we haven't talked about on shows. So, Arlene, let's start with you. Where's a must visit for folks on the highway?
In Louisiana or the whole
Yes.
highway?
The Jefferson Highway in
Well, I do
Louisiana. In
want to say
Louisiana.
for in Louisiana, I'll say Baton Rouge and I'll say downtown. And I would suggest people visit the old state capitol. It looks like a castle on the river road overlooking the Mississippi River. And then just a few blocks away is our new state capitol. I say new, it was built in the 1930s during the Huey Long era, but it is the tallest capitol in the United States, a state capitol. And you can hop on in the lobby of the capitol and you can catch the elevator and go all the way up to the 32nd floor and go outside on the rooftop. And they have an observatory deck and overlook Mississippi River and all of Baton Rouge from the top of the capitol. So that would be my... That would be my one for Louisiana.
Oh, I love that. Roger, what about you?
Well, I'm sorry. I'm going to give you two. first one I'm going to tell you is on our caravan event that we'll be going to. And it is a, you know, it's not one of those things that's going to come to a lot of people's attention. People drive around it every day and have no clue it's even there. But there is a bridge in Grant Parish there. It's called the Sparrow Lane Bridge. It's on the National Register of Historic Places, and it is a one-lane bridge built specifically for the Jefferson Highway, and it's in an area. It's a beautiful lane kind of to get to it. It's off the highway that's there now, and I don't know. It's just something. You just feel the travelers that are there that went over this bridge back in the day. You can just feel the history there. And I tend to kind of like things like that. That's just me. The other place that comes to mind, I think you have to put, is the end of the highway marker in New Orleans at St. Charles and Coleman, I believe. And it's... you know, that's been put up by the Daughters of the American Revolution. And it, right where it is, within shouting distance of that marker, was where the Jefferson Highway was actually formed in 1915. So it is right almost at the, you know, this exact same location that that occurred. So not only is the end of the highway, it's basically where the highway started. So that would be my two. I probably have others, but those two that come.
Wow, Arlene,
see,
you
I just learned
marker.
Something new. Yeah. I do know that marker. I just learned something new. I didn't realize that the meeting that was held in 1915, you know, to mark the beginning of the association, took place right there where the marker stands.
Association
stands
of Commerce
today,
building, right there.
1917. Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Amazing, yeah, isn't it?
It's cool.
I love it. I love it. Well, listen, I know you all are having a good time as this airs at the conference, and we're a little jealous, but we'll make it someday. We will. But for all of us who are not there, enjoy the playlist. We've, you know, put this together, and the Spotify music list. I'm going to be listening to that because I know Roger is like a music fiend, like we are, and Arlene is too. All of us are into music.
Absolutely.
Big time. I think we need to have a Jefferson Highway Music Festival that goes up and down the highway. I'm just saying.
Uh-oh. There you go.
That's dangerous.
Well, thank you so much, Lisa.
It's always good to have you on the show. Everyone, Natchitoches.com is the website. The link is in the show notes. And most importantly, JeffersonHighway.org will help you get up and down the highway, whether you're driving from New Orleans to Winnipeg or Winnipeg down. And you don't have to do all the highway at one time. You can chop it up, do it whatever you want. Don't chop the road. But have a good time. And thanks so much, Roger, for all you do. I know that a lot of work goes in, you and everyone that's part of the association. It's majority volunteers. So everyone understand that as well. It's just an amazing organization where people really come together to not only celebrate history, but the communities that are on this route. And that means tourism. It means actually celebrating the heritage of America. So thanks so much, Roger.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us here on the Big Blend Radio Jefferson Highway Show. The show airs every fourth Thursday, and we encourage you to go to jeffersonhighway.org to learn more about the Jefferson Highway Association or even become a member. You can also dig into the history of the highway and share travel notes with friends at the Jefferson Highway Association Facebook group. Follow our shows at bigblendradio.com. Happy travels!